every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn alongside producer Corey Marino and the man, the myth, the legend who got back just in the nick of time, the Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer. How are you, gentlemen?
Good
how are
to you, Fred? See you. Good to see you, Corey.
How good are you, to see you, Fred. Man? Doing well. How are you?
Well, Jeremy, you all right?
I'm good. Are you all right?
Yeah, we're saying a little Jewish prayer for Mike Horn. He's been under the weather for the last several weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been filling in for him. Normally he's here inside the studio, sitting where you are, Jeremy.
Yes, he is.
But other than that, he's home. He's doing well. He's recouping. Has a lot to do, I think, COVID. You know, I think it has a lot to do with that, you know.
Yeah, I can hope not. Just hope that he's using his time to rest and recover and be back here soon. Normally, you see him up there with his 007 stance, doing it from the phone, but today...
Very intimidating figure, I might add.
I think he probably is doing quite well. He's probably at the Dodger game. He just didn't want to tell anybody. He's like, sorry, guys, I got issues, but...
There's a good chance of that.
Speaking of the Dodgers... If you're listening in, thanks to our Facebook family, Sirius XM channel 217, or XM channel 203, Sirius channel 217, and 790 KABC, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Speaking of the Dodgers, early in the season, and we're already coming up on our first break, we will get into this, but those bullpen issues, they're still making us kind of walk on eggshells when it comes to the late innings in these games, Fred. Yeah, I know you got plenty of thoughts on this.
Well, there's a lot of thoughts, and we'll see how it unfolds.
We will see how it unfolds, and we may be watching history right now. Guys, you're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Stick around. We got a lot more to talk about, including the Rams. I felt like the ghost of Fred Dreyer was chasing down Adonai Mitchell when he would have had a touchdown that kind of helped them carry on to that victory. That's going to be fun to talk about. And then the McVay coaching tree. Lots of interesting words being exchanged after the 49ers lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars and Liam Cohen. But stick around. We'll be right back.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolfe, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolfe's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolfe subscribers has also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities that have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolfe does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to $99. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Jeremy Dayton sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer himself. MLB playoffs in full effect. We alluded to it before the break about the Dodgers. Shohei, Teoscar Hernandez starting off in wonderful fashion, two home runs each. But even an eight-run lead didn't seem to make Dodgers fans feel safe. I almost said Ravens slip there. No lead is safe with the Ravens either. But what were you thinking, Fred, as a Dodger fan in that game one, as even the Reds started to mount a little rally when they got to that bullpen of the Dodgers?
Well, it wasn't so much what the Reds were doing. It's what the Dodgers were doing, and therefore what they're not doing. They're not using their bullpen and their starters correctly. And this was the perfect example. They had the game wrapped up early with the Reds, and one thing leads to another. And next thing you know, it's 10-2, Dodgers in the seventh and the eighth innings, and then the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, miraculously, it has made a decision that he's going to take his formula for saving games and pitching in games for his bullpen, a bullpen that has proven for 162 weeks that they're not good. This is a poor pitching group, the Dodgers are. And one thing is certain, they've got to regroup, because you can't expose great starting pitching like who was the
start? Blake Snell. Yeah, had a great start last night.
He had a great start, and he set Wednesday. The tone. The fans were appreciative. They were on a roll. You're trying to build momentum, especially in short series like this. You're trying to build a team spirit and morale and get the momentum going and rolling to take it into Philadelphia. That's the team they're going to play next in the pecking order. But the The Dodgers have pitchers that they continue to go to and count on, and in very important instances like this one, you can't threaten the sanctity of the franchise in playoff games with foolish conditions and foolish game plans and business models. You know, I have this image of Roberts coming out rubbing the ball up like he's got some sort of secret, answer to the code of we're gonna close this game out. When in fact, his pitchers that he has chosen in this farce is capable of getting the required outs and doing it so the crowd doesn't leave disappointed. And when I watched the crowd emptied out. They knew the Dodgers would probably win, and the odds were they would win, and they did. But at the same time, do you have to spill the turkey dinner to prove that you really are excited about being at the turkey dinner?
That's smart by the fans. They assume they won, and if they were going to collapse, they didn't want to sit through it. So I can understand that. Well, like all the Bills fans,
I didn't
that left
want
we
to
won.
Sit through it.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. But their catcher Ben Rodfart, he says all those situations are good for us in the long run. Corey, you're our stats guru. You have any thoughts on this continued failure?
Give us some insight into that.
I don't know. It was very unfortunate because it seemed very fixable because they weren't letting up hits or anything. They were just walking man after man, and they were walking in runs, and they were scared to throw it in the strike zone. And you don't have to throw it down the middle, but you can at least get it close. And there's 59 pitches in the eighth inning
crazy.
Alone with three pitchers, and that was the unfortunate thing. Is just like what Fred said. Is that I was working at the brewery. We had some guys at the bar watching, and it was 10-2, and I was like, dude, it's still not safe.
Yeah.
And it's so uneasy to be 10-2 and be like, wow, at any moment they could get six runs in this inning and be very close the next, and you're just, what is happening?
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate, but the starting pitching once again is great. And it was just a killer of a way, like Fred said, to start that series and to end it almost within that game. If you win 10-2 decidedly, and not let the Reds even get a couple hits or a couple runs or a couple walks, you kill that momentum. You get an extra day against the Phillies when you move up. You get an extra day rest, and you're on a high of hitting pretty well with two people getting two home runs in the game. It kind of killed all that. They're just like, wow, good thing
right.
we won. That was the ending instead of, wow, we really did well.
I guess you guys can tell me to play devil's advocate. I'm not as familiar with the Dodgers bullpen. I don't know if they maybe went to their lesser-used receivers in a non-leveraged situation up by eight. I guess there is no such thing as a non-leveraged situation with the Dodgers this year. But the fact that they had to go to some rookie relievers, they get that big game experience. Maybe that can pay off going forward.
Well, I'm not worried about anything going forward except that doing this victory dance the way it should have been done. They should have taken Snell and let Snell go another one inning. That would have put him into the eighth inning. He did six innings. Let him do the seventh. It would have been perfect. That way you don't expose a poor pitching staff to the stark impossibility that this game could be lost to a bad pitching group of relievers, which is what everybody was thinking. Everybody in Dodger Stadium was angry, sitting on it, frustrated. Why do we have to put a sure win in the hands of an inept bullpen?
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying there, and but I'm sure the other side would say you're preserving Snell for his next start, and I don't know what his pitch count was at, but if you can't get through two innings,
he was at 90,
at 8-run lead. It's like, man, I'll just say this: I didn't see the pitching at that. I was pickleball night, but I was watching the updates.
Well, that, after all, that's more important than trying to figure out if the Dodger bullpen has blown yet another game.
But I'll bring up that Orioles game where Yamamoto, game two pitcher. He had a no-hitter with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and Jackson Holliday hit a home run and broke the no-hitter, and then we went on to win. But the very next hitter, the bullpen came in, the very next hitter came in, and there was a borderline call that easily could have and maybe should have been called a strike. It would have been strike three, game over. But it's not called, and all of a sudden it's like, here we go again. And then you saw like the face. I think I forget which reliever it was. It was your closer, and then everything just snowballed after that. And it's amazing what one call can change the mentality and the mindset of maybe the entire team. They just seem snake bitten, they got a bugaboo as far as any kind of confidence in big game situations, kind of like the Ravens. But
yeah, well. The fact is, they learned something that everybody knows that cat's out of the bag, that the Dodgers believe in turning everything over after the fifth, sixth inning, save the precious arms of the starters. I say, get the relief pitchers back in the relief bin, and let the starters start the game, and if they got it going for them, let them finish the game.
That's a new hat. You got a slogan that make relief pitchers great again. All right, that's the next hat coming from Dodger fans.
It'll be blue this time.
All right, stick around. You listen to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Corey Marino and Fred. You're listening to CRNTalk.com, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern or 3 p.m. Eastern. It's on XM Sirius app, Channel 967. You can also find us Saturdays at 6 p.m. on 790 KABC, where you can hear us talking about all the things that happened during the week. Especially if you happen to be a Dodger or Rams fan. We haven't not gotten to week four games yet, Fred. And the Rams had quite an eventful victory. You'd almost say God intervened as Adonai Mitchell had what looked like a sure touchdown and a premature celebration. I thought maybe your ghost was chasing him down. He got nervous. He dropped the ball. They called it back. It's a touchback for the Rams. They go on to win the game and a miracle or a long bomb to Tutu Atwell. What were you thinking watching that game?
Well, it never fails me, you know. People program when they realize they're going to score. They program into the proceedings that they're going to go on universal television with winning a ball game, and they spike it and they drop it. They don't handle it correctly. And you get things like that. You know, I remember in the years that I played, there were several players that decided to spike the ball before they crossed the goal line. And it's as funny as it is, and as ridiculous as it is, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. The Rams are lucked out on that one. So
you guys have a brotherhood up there on that desk right now because
year.
Just last year, same team.
The Colts did it to the Broncos. Did it the same thing. And Jonathan Taylor was taking like a 70-yard touchdown, and he put his hands behind his back and kind of dropped the ball, and it ended up being right before he got into the end zone, and they ended up losing that game as well. So it's the same team.
Yeah, that would have put that away, and I had Jonathan in fantasy.
Yeah,
it wasn't the same player though, was it?
No, it was not.
But same team.
No, that's just as bad.
The Colts. It's absolutely, because Adonai Mitchell was a rookie last year, so he saw that, and it's hard to believe that would happen again, but it did indeed. Fate was on the side of the Rams. How are you looking? How are you feeling about the Rams? I mean, Puka Nacua certainly seems like he solidified himself as the number one receiver in the league. That kid is tough.
Oh, he is that indeed, and I like the Rams. They just got to stay healthy. You know, like the Chargers. The Chargers started off pretty good. Good, and they've got tackles that are now hurt, and it's going to affect the momentum of their team. But they have a good team, as do the Rams.
Puka did so well. He got 13 catches, 170 yards for a touchdown. He did it mostly against Xavien Howard. And during the break, I actually read that Xavien Howard retired this week.
So he retired.
He played so well against him that Xavien Howard was like, "Okay, I don't think I'm ready for. I can't do this anymore."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's something to put on your resume. The number of guys you put out of retirement. I mean, I've got Puka on my fantasy team. He fell to me in the second round. He's done great. I lost CD. I lost by a fraction of a point thanks to my old boy J.K. Dobbins hitting 100 yard marks. But the Rams are coming to Baltimore in 2 weeks, and it's hard for me to have any hope in that case if the Rams come in healthy, because it's just a depressing state in Baltimore sports right now. I'm happy the MLB playoffs are on and the Orioles aren't involved, so I can watch stress-free. I don't have to worry about the bullpen.
Well, there you are. Put the pressure's off, and just put the voodoo. You have voodoo. You have Sunday morning voodoo that you send
out. No, I'm in church Sunday morning.
Well, that's fine. And when you get out, you can always, you have time to put the whammy on the visiting team.
I got a friend who's a Tampa fan, I swear, and he would always do this, like, and I would call it his, like, Indian voodoo dance, because when his team was playing somebody, especially when they were playing my team, he would, like, run around and, like, do, like, a thing on his mouth and do this chant, and that was his little voodoo dance, and Yeah.
People
brings
do
back
crazy
memories.
Things.
Yeah. People are very superstitious. But what are your thoughts on that? I guess we got to talk about it a little bit. The Broncos got a great win, and I love seeing them beat up on the Bengals. But, you know, the Ravens, granted, our defense was already depleted. Now it's like a shell of itself, but we already weren't playing up to expectations. Our offense seemed to sputter. We were televising what we were going to do on third and fourth and one. Didn't even have Derrick Henry in the game. I know you've had your thoughts on Lamar. And he got hurt with a hamstring injury. It wasn't really quite visible what happened. But The string of events that have led to the Ravens seemingly just like already out of it after four games kind of blows my mind. It's like one of those things that happens in sports where it's like a team collectively loses its confidence and identity at the same time. Can you speak to that? Have you ever experienced something like that when you go into a season with such high expectations and it just comes like boom, 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 boom? Like,
well, whatever it is that they're going to do, the Ravens, they've got to do it like-mindedly. You know, this is a team issue. A team is involved in winning and losing games together. But right now, they could literally just be in shock, you know, from having suddenly they're 1-4. It's 1-4, right?
1-3.
1-3.
1-3. We got Houston this weekend.
Well,
nothing's a gimme.
Is it there? Is it?
It's Houston? In Baltimore. Yeah.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
They'll come out, and if they win this one, then you create a new chance for yourself. But if they come out and they're watching themselves lose, then they're 1-4 and you got big problems.
Oh yeah, with the Rams coming to town. I mean, I think that's one of the, you bring up something that's so important, team cohesiveness, stand together, team unity. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. Everybody is making millions of, I mean, the big players are making millions of dollars. And they're hearing different voices in the media tear them apart, blame one coach, blame this coach, blame that player. It makes it that much harder to stay together.
Yeah, that's why you can't listen to social media, and they can't listen to anything but, you know, your own, the voice of your own wheel as you go into these games. They've got about 12 games left, something like that? 12,
13.
13 games. And so they've got to be, excuse me, they've got to be organized and be a cohesive unit, and the answers are within themselves.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I want to get to this story because you picked out a story. I hadn't even seen this, but it comes from the McVay coaching tree. The 49ers' Robert Saleh had a clash with Liam Cohen, the new Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, and Saleh was basically accusing him of sign stealing, but he was saying he was doing it legally. But then he suggested that all those coaches from the McVay coaching tree are somehow elite at stealing signs. That would be Zach Taylor, Matt LaFleur, Liam Cohen, yeah,
O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings. Now, you were sharing something with us before the show about this, how you guys would try to combat that, because that's always been a part of gamesmanship, trying to figure out what the other team was going to do. I mean, we had the whole scandals with the Patriots, having guys with camcorders recording team signals and practices, and that was exposed, although obviously Dodgers and the Houston Astros, the clapping, a way to steal signs. So it's something that happens in sports, but this got so heated, they were cursing at one another to the point where a mild-mannered Saleh was saying, "I will end you," and using some expletives in there for Cohen, telling him to keep his name out of his mouth, talking about this stuff. Like, can you just share with us what you were sharing, how you guys tried to disguise your plays and the gamesmanship behind all that?
We never tried to hide anything. What normally is happening is, and like right now, social media is trying to wrestle away the sport from the people who play it, and what they think is more important than what you think about your job. I resent people, telling me that I'm going to create a conversation that you don't like, but I'm going to control it and make big news and big press out of it. The one element is that we would have the opposing team would try to figure out, easily what the hell it was, what was the defenses that are called. Well, defensively is not so much of an issue because the coordinator sends personnel out onto the field, and the opposing coaches can see who's on the field. They can see where they're lined up. And they have an idea pretty much, well, this is what we can expect. They've got blitz people in, so there's probably going to be a blitz. We got to prepare for that. That's all remedial stuff that is not too far of a stretch of trying to figure out what they're trying to do. The trick is on the offensive side, what is it that they do? Well, you put a coach and two other people alongside him, and all of them are wig-wagging their signals. and there's not enough time to figure or to guess what the play is. And you just go on. And the more points you score, the more ridiculous it is in trying to figure out what it is you're running, because it's past tense now.
Yeah. Well, that's in the ideal, obviously. It's amazing how things can snowball and get out of hand in a hurry. And, when you know what's coming, it's definitely a lot easier to stop it. So I understand that part of the gamesmanship. Mm-hmm. But it's frustrating being a fan when you're like, all right, if you know that we should be having somebody on the field or doing this, it's amazing that they don't. Like, you should be sharing this with all of these coaches again and slamming it down their throats. All right, listen to Fred Dreyer Show, CRNTalk.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton here on CRNTalk.com along with Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer sitting in for Mike Horn. And we got everybody listening on Facebook Live. It's time we give a shout out. And I know that Rachel already asked a question we were getting ready to get into, but we've got a hello from Rachel. Rachel Joan G. Shelley. She says, "Hi, Fred Dreyer. How are you doing? Corey Marino, how are you doing?
Everybody's good.
Yeah, everybody's good."
And Lori Evans, hello from Iowa. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Jenny Wilcox Chase, let's hope the Dodgers keep Tanner Scott on the roster. Isn't going to be too damaging for them. Keeping him on the roster, everybody will be holding their breath if he comes out to finish a game. I think there's no doubt about that. Happy Wednesday. Greetings from Nebraska, Nikki Blisk. Elisa saying hi, checking in from Italy, hoping everything is good. Martine Bailey, Hunter and sports fans, checking in from Cape Canaveral. They got the whole group there that I'm sure you met a bunch of in Baltimore last week. And then we've got Rachel Joan G. Shelley again asking the question because she watched the Green Bay-Dallas game last week, which was the much hyped.
That was a surprising game, but go ahead.
That was the hyped game with Micah Parsons coming back. Kenny Clark was on the other side of that trade. Everybody was expecting it to be a romp in favor of Green Bay, including all my Dallas Cowboy friends that are fans.
Right.
And then that turned into a shootout, and that was a fun game to watch. And it ended up ending in a tie. We talked about Matt LaFleur from the McVay coaching tree. A lot of people were criticizing him, saying he played for the tie at the end, was playing a little conservative. We'll start with this. Do you think games should end in a tie? They never used to, right?
Well, they did. Yeah, when I was in the league, they certainly did. You've got 17 games on the schedule this year. Not 16 or 15. I played when there was 14 and 16. I'm more concerned with I guess the well, what was the question again?
Well, like, should games end in a tie? They've changed the rules. They've shortened the overtime. They've made sure both teams get the ball. It's just led to seemingly one or two ties a year.
Well, yeah. It's been a while since there's been a tie.
Yeah. And they always say it's going to be bad. But I've noticed quite a few times the last few years, even in our own division, I think the Bengals had a tie or Pittsburgh had a tie. And it ended up being the reason they, I think, could have made the playoffs one year until they missed a kick at the last game of the season. So those can be much in the favor. But it definitely looks like it was more of a win for Dallas than it was for Green Bay in this situation.
I think so. Well, look, you know, it is what it is, and you'd rather see how does Las Vegas look at it? You know, ask yourself that.
Yeah,
question.
Yeah, that's a darn good question. You got any thoughts, Corey?
Yeah, no, it was a good game. It was very unexpected. That's two games in a row where the Packers just they lost to the Browns the week earlier, and then they come out and tie to Dallas. So after the first 2 weeks, everybody thought that the Packers were going to be world beaters, mm-hmm. and come. They're going to they're going to come after the Eagles and beat right up there, and they have quickly fallen defensively, mm-hmm. and they did better offensively this time, scored 40 points, but that not holding that Dallas offense to, no one got any stops. There was no defense played in that game.
Yeah.
And just the weird sequence at the end, just if that defender was two more yards back in the end zone, that ball would have hit him with zero on the clock and they would have not even got the field goal off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it was just really weird on how it unfolded at the end, and there was no urgency, but they were still running 2 minute. It was just a lot of weird things happening.
It was a bit of drama there. The fact that, I mean, it looked like Dak had a clear path to the end zone on that drive, and Micah came out of nowhere to get him from behind, and they called it a sack. It seemed like he had a yard.
Yeah,
that mattered for fantasy purposes for some people, but yeah. That was a fun game to watch. That was I was really sullied in watching football, but then that game was like, you know what, let me just enjoy this. But that was not in New York. I know we've talked about this a lot. In New York, and this is another guy, I hate to keep mentioning fantasy football, but so many people who aren't even fans of the Giants or even football really, but they've somehow gotten into fantasy football, love Malik Nabers, the latest casualty to a ACL tear, playing at MetLife Stadium on this artificial turf. I know we've talked about this a lot. You got any comments on this, Fred? I mean, this is like, we've got a list of here. Corey accumulated a list of all these players just in the last 5 years who have gone down to season-ending injuries, in some cases career-ending injuries, playing on that field.
These are all off of one field?
MetLife Stadium
in
New York.
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
It's clear, you know, it's self-evident, the bad fields that are in the league. You know, the irony of this is that they created artificial surfaces so they could run high school games out there, circuses and picnics and everything else, and also to say that it would be safer. This turf was introduced into the league when I was still playing, and I saw it right away for what it was, and as did most people. Not that I had a special eye for it, but I played on it enough to know how dangerous it is, and you know, when you take a look at these players, how many is it? 15 of them? 15, 16 players, yeah, in 5 years. These are all prime players. All of these guys are your starting players. So you're losing a lot, and there's no way of there's only one way of fixing this, and that is through the collective bargaining agreement, telling the ownership, players telling ownership, we're not playing another season with this. You're going to change it. And MetLife is an outdoor stadium.
Yeah.
There's no reason they shouldn't play outdoors.
Yeah.
There's
sure
not.
It saves them money for upkeep, right?
Yeah. Well, so what? You know how much money is spent by owners on idiotic stuff?
As much money as there's just as much greed.
Well, it's that plus a lot of other things that have to do with we want to make sure that we're able to have multiple facilities here that we can have high schools and colleges, yeah, and run five bowls a week on there if we want, and it's a money maker for the ownership, but it's as you see here, it's detrimental.
Yeah,
I've been on the field. Fortunately, I've not hurt myself on AstroTurf, but I've been on the field when there's been a lot of injuries, and it's not good. And when you take a look at the film, when you take a look at what is at stake here, you shake your head and say, why isn't it incumbent on the Players Association to say, we're not playing on it anymore, and that's it, and don't get bought off.
Yeah.
The reason this turf is out here is because in prior negotiations, all of these teams, all these players were paid off. And I mean by that is that they negotiated playing bonuses, or they negotiated breakage on certain aspects of the schedule, and it's not something that you can remedy overnight. But this is something that you can, when the season's over with, you could take this field, all the fields that are on, that are on, mentioned here, take all of them and just rip them out. And within a month and a half, you have the thing transplanted with beautiful grass. And then take a look at the difference the games make, and how different your league wellness aspects of playing on this stuff, brotherhood, if you will, how that would affect it.
Yeah,
and Fred's 100% right, because I remembered, I had to look it up, but I remembered, because it has to go from the level of them making it in the bargaining agreement. It has to be something solid like that, because when the U.S. got the bid for the World Cup, the MetLife is one of the stadiums that will be hosting it, and FIFA is going to make them change it to real grass, temporary real grass. They said, because in the contracts for the football players or the soccer ball players, the soccer players, that they don't play on turf.
Huh.
So wow. when the World Cup comes to the U.S. and in MetLife where this happens, they will be required to put temporary grass on there. And if they're doing That's it just hilarious. For that, why wouldn't you not do it for the
right.
for the athletes that are in the U.S. and that you're paying right. millions of dollars to play on this? And the crazy part about this list is it's not just like, of course, there's some little meager players here and there, but it's stars. Last three have been Malik Nabers, Pro Bowler, Jalen Phillips, Pro Bowler, Aaron Rodgers. You got you got all these players that you're paying money to for the fans to come see, and you're not giving them the proper tools, i.e. the turf and the grass, to succeed and make you more money and make this league successful. It's just, it's crazy.
And there's a lesson here, too, that all these people here, I'll guarantee you, Nick Bosa and all these other guys that are on the defensive-oriented people here, they're the ones that signed off on it. They voted for it. They're probably sitting in the hospital room thinking, I voted for this damn thing.
Well, it's interesting. Nick Bosa, he just tore his ACL again. I don't know if it was the same leg, but I don't
– what's her
was, was that his brother? No.
No, Nick Bosa. No, this was Nick. I think it's Achilles. A different knee.
Nick Bosa 5 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, 5 years ago at MetLife. I'm not sure which turf he was on just two – or last week that he – He tore the
I think
other
he was
one,
on
or?
Grass, though. If
I know once you have one,
home.
You might be more susceptible, but that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean injury, it's a gridiron sport. It's a gladiator sport, so injuries will happen. But, yeah, if you can cut down the percentage, it's yeah,
you're gonna
it's
get,
foolish.
You're going to get... You know, the chances of getting hurt in this business is... You know, you can't put a price tag on it. But you can... It's long enough now this stuff has been in play that you know that this is the culprit. You got to get rid of it. And even if you save half of these people because of the turf, it's worth it.
It is, you know, but I mean it's just like politicians. It's so much lip service. The NFL, they give the appearance that they care about player safety, but at the end of the day, stuff like this shows where their values, where their priorities really are. It's not really in player safety. They just want the perception that it is. The concussion, the kickoff protocol, all these things always changing.
All of it.
The biggest thing is the field. So.
Yeah, I guess I'll wait and come back and I'll tell you about my turf injuries.
All right, Fred's turf injuries on the other side of this break. We got one more short segment here on the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Stick around.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer himself, who left us hanging because he's going to share some of his turf injuries with us as we get ready to get to the completion of this show. Fred, everybody's curious. We thought you were Iron Man, you never got hurt.
I never missed any games. It wasn't you got to get to the, we can't have you suiting up anymore. You're just hurt too bad. But my injury stemmed from what they call turf burns. Both inside of my knees. My heel on my hand and my elbows were burned down to about a quarter of an inch from the surface of the skin.
Oh, wow.
I had those in training camp, and I had them when the season was over. I couldn't get them fixed.
You had them in training camp? You were practicing on turf?
During games, you know. We played six preseason games. So
you used to play six?
Six preseason.
Oh wow!
Games. Yeah, and it was just such a waste of time.
It used to be twenty, like it has been. They just keep inverting it.
Yeah, they just make sure that you don't bitch and complain. Oh, we'll give you an extra $1,000 if you sign off on this week because we want to play 50 games, but we'll get there later on. Don't worry about that. But right now, we're going to play 16 games, and get out there and give it your all.
Well,
but yeah. I had bad burns. I couldn't get rid of them.
They're all healed up now, though.
And then, they're healed up. Healed up now. But it wasn't a pleasant thing. It was so aggravating. Every day you get in the shower, the scab comes off.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, that does not sound fun. But Guys, thank you all for joining us. If you want to leave Fred an email, send him an email at freddryer@crntalk.com. Visit him at @Fred_Dryer and message him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dryer. And listen to the podcast, freddryershow.com. You can go to all past episodes. Final word, Fred?
God bless all of you for coming in and filling in for Mike. Mike, God bless.
All right, see y'all next week for Corey and Jeremy.